Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Sometimes you need a 10-year-old to pep you up.
Exactly.
Get out there. Be a maverick.
Let's go be mavericks today.
Woo!
I don't know why that popped in my head this morning. I was like, do you still have audio of that 10-year-old football kid doing a pep talk?
We do. We did. And here we are. Pepped up, thanks to him.
I need a pep talk. Let's go.
And we're trying to determine now, is he 15, 16? Is he driving yet?
He could probably, buy beer? I don't know. I don't know. How old is he now?
I hope he still has the same energy today.
Yes.
Waking up on this 11th day of November 2024 that he did on that football field.
He is just as determined as he was
on that YMCA rec field or wherever they were.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't lose your determination.
No. Take a little dose of a 10-year-old with you with whatever you're doing today.
So cute.
What were you doing when you were 10?
When I was 10?
Yeah. Not doing that.
Not psyching my peers up, for sure.
I don't think I was playing flag football at 10.
No.
I might have been trying soccer, not good, or t-ball, not good.
Also not good. I don't think my...
I had a shot at golf, but that was just because of geography.
I did a lot of girls basketball, but I don't know if my team ever won a game.
Ever?
I'm trying to think.
Who ran the basketball program in Williamsburg? You didn't have a Y.
Well, there was like our extra team.
Yeah.
And Coach Hinker did that.
Okay.
And he was very disappointed in our performance sometimes.
Make the face that he would make.
Come on, ladies.
And you were 10?
We were young. I think junior high.
A little older. Okay.
A little older. It was from like that 10-ish, 10, yeah. 11, 12.
Okay.
That kind of that awkward phase.
You're not quite to sixth grade.
Yeah. It's like, come on. Like, he wanted so much more for us.
Did he ever just do this?
Sometimes.
Put his face in his hands.
There was
one. Have you ever heard him weep?
There was one game where the team was so much better than us. It was like, he just went over to the other coach. He's like, please, just please, let us get down the court. Just call them off. Just let us get the basketball.
Call them off.
Just let us get the basketball in. We couldn't get
it
inbounds.
Can they make a tunnel and we'll run through the tunnel?
We couldn't get the basketball inbounds. Just let us get the basketball inbounds, please. And we can start the game, please. It was sad.
Sorry I brought that up.
That's okay.
Is that okay?
Trauma. Wait, I just unloaded. I just trauma dumped you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Did you not ask about my basketball career?
I just was curious how the coach's face went.
That's right.
I didn't know we were going to get into that.
You didn't ask about my failed basketball career. I'm sorry.
No, I'm so sorry.
Let's get after this Monday. That's where we were at.
Here's what you need right now.
Determinated.
Be determinated to the game. Was the thing that was his mom? Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's how he's at home, too.
Whatever little Cody said. Yeah.
Get in that kitchen and you're going to make mac and cheese. And we can have mac and cheese here, or we can have mac and cheese at grandma's house, or we can have mac and cheese in New England, for goodness sakes.
For Pete's sake. Let's go.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Get in there. Be a maverick today, okay? On behalf of the Morning Scramble.
That's all we're asking.
And then we've got a problem over here, Mattel. After the success that was 2023 and Barbie, we've got some wickedly awful dolls on shelves right now.
When you say wickedly, it's because they're attached to Wicked?
Absolutely. They've got dolls for both Glinda and Elphaba, based on Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. And the dolls are fine. Everything about the dolls, totally fine. It's the box that people are having a problem with, because Mattel printed the movie website on the box. And like, if you have, you know, you want to keep playing, you want to know more about the story and play games that are associated with the dolls, go to Wicked.com. However, Wicked.com is an adult website.
I believe that's an adult entertainment production company, Wicked.
It is not the movie website. The movie website is wickedmovie.com. So that is a misprint on the box of toys for children.
That's not a misprint because multiple people signed off on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So they are asking for people to just like cross that out, and they're pulling pull those from shelves. We'll get some.
How
did you miss
it? Wait, they have to pull all of those from shelves and rebox them?
They deeply regret the error. They advise parents to discard the packaging, scratch out the link. They are taking immediate action to replace all the old stock with correct packaging.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward. Let's give this 30 to 40 years. There's going to be a collector who's going to buy that box, though.
Yeah.
Right?
If the collector can find the original Wicked.com
package. The Wicked.com.
It's going to be worth even more.
Where's my porn Oz doll?
The original one with the misprinted porn website.
Offering big money for my porn Oz doll collection.
It'll be worth even more.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Election. Large breakfast for 700 people. Luncheon. Wedding rehearsal, and I married somebody Saturday, and an Iowa game, and Z marching band. That was Wednesday to Saturday. That was a busy week last week. This week, I have one responsibility. I have one thing to do, and that's it.
You're responsible for one thing?
One thing. I have to secure the turkey for Thanksgiving. That's it!
Are you hunting it?
Order is a better word. Order.
Order. Yeah. You're ordering
I
it.
Need to pre-order
you're
the turkey.
You're making it sound like you're hunting for it and you're doing it by hand.
I will go out in our...
You're making it sound like you're going to like... And I'm going to wring its neck.
First of all, I got to find some sort of paint to put on my face so that you can't see me. And then I need to wear brown clothing so I can match the grasses around the radio station.
Do you have a call?
Get over here, turkey.
That's terrible.
I'm hungry.
You have to go. Yeah. Better. You have to work on it.
Why?
You know who
you don't think that's going to get the...
No.
No,
you need that girl from the Raptor Resource Project with the angry face.
One that held the owl above your daughter's head?
Yes, that I met last weekend that had, owls.
Yeah?
She could do bird calls.
Do you think she could do a turkey?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt in my mind. Yeah, she can do it.
Come here, bird.
Yep. She'll get you all ready for, what is it? Thanksgiving,
yes. All right. So me and that girl from your photo from 3 weeks ago need to secure a turkey. That's my one job this week.
All you need to do is call the Raptor Resource Project. Get in touch with Sam. I'd like to speak to the young woman who was at Orchestra Iowa's presentation.
I'll try to describe her
John
face
Williams
to you.
John Williams music of Harry Potter. Wait for them, and then she'll pick up the phone and say, Hi, young lady.
Would you like to join me in the field behind the radio station? You're going to help me secure a turkey, young lady.
Yes. Hello, young lady. Would you like to join me? Now, she might not be pro hunting, right?
Oh, that's a good point. She's from a resource and recovery project. But then again, I don't know. In the bird kingdom, I'm guessing one less turkey, we're okay.
Yeah. It's right? Probably like a deer situation.
Yeah. I don't want to go out and secure an owl.
No.
I don't want a falcon or a hawk. I want a turkey.
Turkey.
And I want your vocal skills to help me lure the turkey.
Help me woo a turkey.
To me, and then I will take care of the rest.
Help me with my turkey wooing.
That's all I need we have to woo it and then have to quickly eyeball it. I'm hoping she's good at knowing weights and measures.
Yeah.
Just by looking at stuff.
Can you help me know about the weight?
I got to feed 6 people and one of them is Pete.
And if we come up short, we're going to have to do it all over again,
and
ma'am.
If we don't do it right, you know who's calling you on Black Friday to do it again. That'll be me. Woo what a turkey.
We're just going to have to do the whole thing over again. And you were mad about it the first time. And she's like, that's just my face.
Well, this project got bigger than I thought it was going to be.
I know. It's
I was just going to call a store.
It's going to be involved.
It's very involved.
No.
Nope, I got to woo a turkey.
There's more to it. More than you were expecting, at
Wooing
least.
Turkeys.
Wooing turkeys. I woke up to a hullabaloo on my phone, on the cellular device.
Yeah.
Last night I went to sleep and woke up to a text message chain. I'm in a new family group chat because I got new family. My sister-in-law got married.
Yeah.
And now I've got a new brother-in-law.
Add him to the text list.
Yeah. He sent out a message. He wanted to know because they host, like, and they're going to host Thanksgiving. So they're getting ready. And they're like,
does he need help getting a turkey?
He might need a turkey security.
Well, no. I gotta woo two turkeys now? How many people are coming to your party?
I have no idea. Because there's like his side of the family and her side of the family.
My.
So it's like, it's an involved text string. And he's posted a picture of 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 forks, a spoon, and a knife.
Yeah.
All laid out, and he's like, does anybody claim these? These are not our pieces of silverware.
What was that from?
They're just leftover pieces of silverware from random parties that they've hosted. Like, please come claim your silverware, your cutlery, your serving utensils. Whose are these? It looks like a lineup of suspects, and I don't know if he knew what he was getting into when he posted such a picture because it looks like a suspect photo.
Sure.
So then everybody's making jokes about, yeah, that guy. I know that guy. I recognize him anywhere. I'm never going to confirm if I know that spoon because I need a bite of ice cream before I can confirm I know that spoon. It's just, it's ridiculous, and he's going to regret that he ever posted this picture. It goes on and on and on.
What did you post?
I haven't posted anything.
You haven't given him anything?
I woke up to this, and I'm like, oh, this poor man. This poor, poor man. Oh, and my sister-in-law pointed. Never mind. These are all ours.
What?
He didn't need to post any of it.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Poor, poor man.
Starting with some restaurant news. Sad news. Downtown Cedar Rapids, Taco Gatto is closing. The announcement was made late last week. They're going to close their doors later in November. Meanwhile, a new restaurant is coming to the former Iowa River Power restaurant building in Coralville. The building owner announced Friday the restaurant will open in the summer of 2026.
26?
Yes.
What are they doing to the building?
That's all we know. I don't know. I know the restaurant side, and I know where the buffet was, but that building is so tall.
Yeah.
You wonder what else can go in there? Is that maybe what they need to do? Do they need to shore it up? Do they need to make it more historical? I don't know. But that's a year plus build out for whatever restaurant's coming. But that is such a historical and monumental building in just kind of the restaurant scene of Iowa City Coralville.
Mm-hmm.
When you went out for a nice meal, you went to Iowa River and Power. Or you went out for like that really big brunch.
Yeah.
You would always go there. So
that was the spot.
Hoping something in that concept is what they're considering, but we got to wait. We're going to have to dream for like a full year until we find out exactly what's going in Iowa River Power.
Dang.
Moving on to some sports shorts. News coming out of Cedar Falls yesterday. Coach Mark Farley is retiring from coaching football.
I saw this news.
You will continue to coach the Panthers for the remainder of the season. The Panthers will wrap up the season against Indiana State. That's a home game on November 23rd. The winningest coach in UNI in Missouri Valley Football Conference history with 182 victories, including 7 Missouri Valley championships, 2 Missouri Valley Coach of the Year awards. Also recognized as the 2007 FCS National Coach of the Year. Guided the Panthers to an appearance in the 2005 FCS National Championship game. It's been quite a run for Mark Farley and your Panthers of Northern Iowa. Wrapping up the buzz with what's got us feeling all right. Nolting Manufacturing, Nolting Manufacturing in Hiawatha. Do you know what they do?
No.
They've been around for 50 years. They make long arm quilting machines.
Of course they do.
They invented the long arm quilting machine and have been selling them and making them in Hiawatha for 50 years. This is their 50th anniversary this week. Their products include the Nolting Fun Quilter, the Nolting Diamond Long Arm, and my favorite, it's just called the Flare.
Ooh,
one of the machines is...
It sounds the Flare.
The Flare. They have a series of events, giveaways, classes, and celebrations all planned for this week, marking their 50th anniversary. Quilting, by the way, anticipated to be a $5 billion market in 2025. So right product, right place, right time.
Wow.
Lots of time. 50 years. Happy anniversary to Nolting Manufacturing in Hiawatha.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
We're going to have to go back to calling her Queen Bee because Beyonce is now officially the queen of the Grammys. Nominations announced on Friday, and Beyonce got 11, which makes her the most nominated artist of all time, 99 total Grammy nominations. Her husband, Jay-Z, is the second most nominated with 89, followed by Sir Paul McCartney with 84. The late Quincy Jones is fourth with 80 Grammy nominations. Beyonce also has the most wins of all time with 32. She beat out that Hungarian-British conductor, Sir Gregor Solti.
Oh, I had that on my bingo card.
Did you also have that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I had too. Yeah, we had same cards.
Yeah, it must have been the same printing.
That was so crazy that we both had Sir Gregor Solti.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album is all over the country categories. It's up for Album of the Year. Texas Hold'em is nominated for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. So the Record of the Year is, you know, the...
It's everything that goes into it.
Yeah,
right?
All that goes into making the song. And then the Song of the Year is the, like, song, the singing of the song. So Beyonce doing really, really well. Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Post Malone, Kendrick Lamar follow Beyonce with 7 nominations each. Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, and Chappell Roan each got 6. And speaking of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Dave Grohl isn't the only one who doesn't think Taylor Swift sings live at her shows. There's a British singer named Phil Henley, and he was analyzing audio from several shows on the Eras Tour, and he is convinced of it too. Phil posted some videos on YouTube, and Phil's looking at Taylor's performances on the Eras Tour and says that Taylor's performances are all exactly the same, down to the millisecond at every show. Said, if we get the vocal lines that match each other, it can't happen. He said, even a clear vocal of a singer doing one performance, even just singing a few notes and singing a few notes again, these vocal lines will not overlap. That is something that is simply impossible to do with human vocal cords.
Is he claiming the entire concert is lip-synced, or especially the heavy dance portions? Because I'm going to tell you right now, when she sits down to the piano, no, it's not.
He's saying that the... Well, yeah, you're right. Is the entire... saying that that she is a fraud and that she should be sued is what he said in this video.
Where is she being a fraud?
I don't know. He's upset.
Backing vocals have been used forever.
Forever and ever. And with all of the dance and the movement?
Yes.
You kind of have to have a backing
track.
She's
going to have to catch her breath at some point.
There's no way.
And you tell me all 70,000 bracelet-wearing people care? They don't care.
Right.
It's a show.
It is an entire performance with spectacle and, everything into it. So, yeah,
if she
okay.
came out and said, you know what, a couple of the ones I might have to have that bumped up a little bit so I can catch my breath, nobody's going to care.
Nope. It's a 3-hour show. It's
maybe that
okay,
guy should
Phil.
get to making his own music and not analyzing. And where are you getting this footage, by the way?
Your name, of course, again, what is your name again?
Yeah.
Phil something? I don't remember your name even from
You're
saying it.
You're just going off of cell phone videos? Like, where are you getting the footage, dude?
Thank you, Phil.
We just destroyed him.
Two Swifties. High five. Here's a bracelet. Okay. Sabrina Carpenter's show at Chase Center on Saturday night in San Francisco had maybe a little bit of a problem. A woman in the pit allegedly squatted.
No.
And urinated.
Double no.
Right on the floor.
What?
I know. Nobody has video of it actually happening, thank goodness. But there is video of people standing on what looks like a wet floor.
Oh, my God.
And people have video that is captioned saying, I got peed on in the pit at Sabrina Carpenter in block letters on their video. So, they're alleging that this is what happened, that it was urine that they were standing in. San Francisco does have a problem.
You're in for a treat, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. Please, please, please don't pee at my shows.
What are you saying San Francisco has? What problem?
They have a problem with people relieving themselves in public.
just this. That doesn't have anything to do with the concert.
No,
that's
but
just
that's
the
where
city.
That's where she was.
I get it.
That's where the show was.
Yeah.
So
I think what the bigger problem, and allow me to tell a quick story you told me. Your husband took your daughter to a comedy show in Cedar Rapids and watched a grown woman get very, very sick.
Yes.
I think the problem is people are pre-gaming way too hard for concerts.
Maybe we ease up a little
grown bit. Grown adults who should know better, right?
Yeah.
Coming from the guy who loves to tailgate, but you also kind of have to know your limit. And if you're at a concert and you're crushed in there in the pit and you don't know where the bathroom is, you got to know that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not acceptable.
That's gross.
It's very disgusting.
Super, super gross.
Super gross.
That is not what the pit is for, lady.
No.
Not what the pit is for. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
All of us, our lives go well beyond what we do from 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 in the office. And that's why we get together on Mondays when you're back at work, showing off what you did that weekend on your phone.
Yeah. Who are you outside of those four walls? What do you do on the weekends?
When you take off your uniform with your name on it. What do you do on a Saturday around the Eastern Iowa area?
I don't always wear this jumpsuit that says Claire on it. Sometimes I'm out in the wild.
But she does Monday through Friday. It's a great jumpsuit.
Well, I look good in it.
Comes with headphones attached.
Can you imagine? That'd be so great.
Do you want to guess where I am in my picture?
I have no idea where you are. Can you please explain what's happening in your scary photo? It looks like you're in a...
I am in the process of climbing down 20 feet.
Baby Eric fell in a well.
It's the Beer Caves of Iowa City. Have you heard about this?
I have.
So underneath the city of Iowa City, at least the ones they've discovered, and they have to presume there are much more, is a series of tunnels and beer caves. There was a brewing renaissance in a matter of about three city blocks on the north side part of Iowa City. If you know where Hamburg Inn is, mm-hmm. that's that area I'm describing. And John's Grocery, which also has been around as long as those brewers have, have taken a particular interest in the brewing history of Iowa City. So much so, a book has been written, which I highly recommend. This will be a great Christmas present. It's called Beer Money, A Tale of the Iowa City Beer Mafia.
Mafia?
Yes. Mid-1800s, you have German, Czech, and Irish immigrants all moving into one block area of Iowa City. And the three, they all had one thing in common. It was beer. And they all got along. And they had one enemy, which was the movement of temperance.
Uh-oh.
Iowa City was like a soap opera of people just clashing and fighting over good beer or is beer bad for the community. It's an amazing story. But to just get this rich history of it, you get to actually explore the caves where they would have actually made, barreled, and fermented the beer underneath Iowa City, and I was in a group of about 20 people that went on an exploration on Sunday, and then we went back to John's, and we had beers that are still made that way from the Czech Republic and Germany that we got to taste, so we knew what that beer would have tasted like back in the 1800s. Isn't that fascinating?
That is so cool.
This is like pre-bottling.
Yeah.
Like, you would also just go, and you would either have to go to a local pub, or you would get a pail of beer, and you would carry home beer in a pail. That's how much research they've done on this thing.
Oh, wow.
Now, the next step is they want to make this whole topic into a movie. So they're starting with this book, this right. Beer Money book by S.C. Sherman.
We talked about this. William H. Macy was here.
Yes. So he was in town for something else, uh-huh. another project,
uh-huh.
but was in town at the right time. Because
okay.
a lot of conversations have happened. A lot of producers in Hollywood and a scriptwriter from Iowa City. So they've got the concept. They've actually done a proof of we watched about a 5-minute concept of what the movie would be. So now it's very similar to Final Season.
Okay.
They have the story. They just need the local investors to get the ball running on the money side. Cause you know what? It costs money to make movies.
It does.
So right now, that's also part of why they took us down to the caves and we did a beer tasting. There was a bit of a pitch at the end of the show and tell, but there, if they can secure enough financing to move forward, they already have a couple actors, big names that they want to go after, and they got to get money in the bank now.
Do you want to drop any? Or?
I probably shouldn't.
Okay.
I don't think I'm supposed to.
Pick them up.
I will say, because this is Czech, German, and Irish, they're looking at international actors who play well in multiple markets.
Okay.
So the movie would do well across the United States and would also do well in Europe. That's all I can say.
Okay.
But with that,
Does it rhyme with schmacky schman?
You're not going to tell you.
Okay.
You can keep asking me. And it's mostly because I forgot.
I love the idea of Jackie Chan being in this.
It's not Jackie Chan.
It's got to be.
So all I can say is it was fascinating. I love the rich history of what was in downtown Iowa City. By all means, Beer Money, A Tale of the Iowa City Beer Mafia. If you got a history buff, craft brewing has become such a thing right now. Like, everybody's just got a... Beer is now part of... It's more than just Light and Miller Lite and Coors, right?
No, it's a...
We're taking a lot of pride in the industry in Iowa.
Yeah.
And then you add the Iowa City layer to it, the history layer to it, and then, like, the fights between, like, the Puritans and the beer makers, all on the heels of Prohibition. Iowa was one of the first states to accept Prohibition. Did you know that?
No.
You learned that on the tour. Yeah. So there I am. By the time I was underground, by the way, I was 35 feet below the street level of Iowa City.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's wild.
It was so wild.
Oh,
that's what I did Sunday.
Heck of a weekend, man.
And there's my pitch for people to know about the movie. If you got an extra couple hundred thousand laying around, I'll tell you where. I know exactly the guy who wants it.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Send it over that way. Weird. I'm not investing in movies. I went to the movies.
You went to a movie?
But in a way. Tom Hanks has a new movie that I was fascinated by the whole concept. It's Tom Hanks and Robert Zemeckis movie, which they've worked together on a lot of different movies, but it's called Here, and it's only going to be in theaters. It's the only place you can see it. It's not going to come
not going to stream it.
It's not going to stream at your house. You can only see it in the movie theaters, and it's just a space. It's like, it's not even just a home. It goes throughout history. You see the dinosaurs. You see colonial times. You see this home being built. You go through Tom Hanks's character's entire life happens in this house. His parents buy it. He lives here. His family is raised in this house. He becomes an old man in this house. People live or born, die in this house. You see all the generations that happen in this house, and Here is just one place. The camera never moves.
So that's, it's a gimmick.
Yeah.
Does it work? Does it pay off?
So powerful. And it's not a linear thing. It jumps around.
Oh, really?
In time. Yeah, there's different generations. You can hear about Ben Franklin's illegitimate son, William Franklin, lives just across the street. The Lazy Boy chair.
So is
inventor.
It more like you're eavesdropping on the... you're eavesdropping on a piece of geography.
Yes, and different moments in time on one little place of the earth.
Can you tell me, does Tom Hanks play a dinosaur or does Tom Hanks play Benjamin Franklin? I'll tell you one of the actors they're going after.
We will swap these.
You want to swap these secrets?
I will swap these because...
Okay. I don't want you to ruin it. I am fascinated by this.
Both are kind of true.
Okay. Here.
It's called Here, and it is only in theaters. It's the only place that you'll see it.
Do you think it's important that you see it on that big of a screen? Because that's the only reason they would have done that.
It's the only way that you can see it, but it is the only way you can, because it has to be right there. You have to see the entire thing because there's so many different things happening on the screen. I think you really do need it to be that wide, that big to see all that is happening.
Did Audrey appreciate it?
She did. She really did. She's
nice.
Like, that was a really cool concept. It was just a different way to do a movie. So I'd check it out.
All right. We've stumbled upon a theme for our one-shot weekend photos. Me in the beer caves of Iowa City. They're eventually trying to make that into a movie. You went to the movie Here, and sounds like a couple thumbs up.
Yeah, I'd see it.
There's 1, 2, 3. Would it be 6 thumbs between the three of you?
6 thumbs.
Six thumbs up. Okay, those are our photos. How about yours? Get them up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
We just walked through our big weekends, our photos, and everything behind those. Now we're going to get to the stories behind your posted photos on the Z Facebook page.
Yeah, what kind of stuff did people get up to this past weekend? And it was a heck of a weekend. Nicole was a big winner this weekend. They went to a benefit on Sunday, and her hubby won a big Milwaukee radio.
Congratulations.
Congrats, winners.
Lock that into 102.9, please.
Yeah. Just set that right there and just
let it rock and roll.
There you go.
I am connected to 2 of the pictures.
Two?
Yes. Starting with, I'm very good friends with the Leck family and their parents having their 50th wedding anniversary. They're from Washington.
Oh.
So congratulations to them. It was a big surprise party. If you go to Jeremy's photo, you see that couple dancing there?
Mm-hmm.
I married them.
Oh.
I married them on Saturday.
That's the wedding?
That was the wedding I got to do. So congratulations, Jeremy, to both Lexi and Nick on your nuptials, which included they met right after they got engaged. They met Ed Sheeran. And when I was,
met him?
They met. They have a photo with him.
Ooh.
And as I was doing the ceremony, when I got to meet the couple, she's like, it was the best day of my life. So I made sure to point out to the bride, the wedding should be at least number two.
Yeah. Right? Try to get that to be number
Make sure that's number two.
And sure, number
Ed Sheeran
one.
And still number one.
Wedding number two.
Did you see all the pictures of Cranksgiving?
I did. I really appreciated the one that was posted by Uber driver Kevin.
Cranksgiving is where a ton of cyclists go around eastern Iowa to 12 area businesses, and they collect a ton of food. This goes to the Loaves and Fishes food pantry. So Uber driver Kevin getting a picture in there. And congrats to Trish. She was in her very first Cranksgiving. Had never done it before.
Super, super cool. Congrats to all of them. Also, Ashton, hats off to you. Sometimes you don't get to participate in the fun that was the weekend. Sometimes you got to stay back and do the work. And Ashton was staying back, taking care of animals. And one of the animals that Ashton was babysitting for her family was a snake named Winston. So thank you for sharing that picture.
Mom's cats and dog, sister's rats and snake. Aren't the rats food? You got to keep Winston away from the rats.
This is a huge job.
That's a big job.
You're basically
Ashton.
In charge of a zoo.
And that's a big snake, by
the way.
Oh,
my goodness.
Let's wrap up. Big thanks to Amanda for her photo. So I'm already intrigued. It's something called Impact Iowa Heroes Marriage Getaway for Military, EMS, Fire, and Law Enforcement. You notice they all have different colored badges. You think that's for all of the different awesome things that they do on behalf of everybody?
I have a feeling, yes.
That's got to be part
of it. Yes. Super, super cool.
Where do you think they went away to?
I don't know. It's a getaway.
Impact Iowa's Heroes Marriage Getaway.
A getaway. Where did you get away to?
It's got
to
be a lodge or a resort.
And
something
since
with
it
a
was
spa.
Maybe a 3-day weekend. I hope you had an extra time to get away.
And enjoy everything that they offered.
Absolutely.
And by the way, for doing everything you do, military, EMS, fire, law enforcement, I know it's Veterans Day today, but it's a good day to kind of honor all of those
that
help protect us in all aspects of our lives. So thanks, Amanda, for posting your photo. Thanks to everybody for posting those one shots. We'll continue to add more photos right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Snow.
Snow. Perfect
snow
pitch.
With snow.
Whether you like it or not, it won't be long.
Snow's coming.
It's coming. It's a matter of fact. Where we live, snow is going to happen.
Well, that snow's a-coming, and that means you got to get the snow plows ready to go. The plows are ready. We just need to get some names on them. It's been a labor of love for about a week and a half working with we've been working with the city of Marion on this for about a month. Finally got the okay, the green light, and we put it out to you, and you knocked our socks off, Eastern Iowa.
Holy buckets. The ideas that just kept coming and coming and coming. It's like one idea spurred another idea, and it's like, and then another. We had ideas based on Marion itself. We had ideas based in pop culture, ideas based on the Morning Scramble. It was like great ideas just kept popping up all over the place.
Well, let's give you what we've whittled down to the final, you know, everybody's favorite number, the final 18.
These are the 18 going into the weekend. There's only 8 plows in Marion, okay? The fleet is only 8, so we got to get a little bit more decisive here.
We're going to cut some off the 18, put a number up on the internet tomorrow, and you're going to vote on those. That's the plan?
The list, yeah.
Okay.
The list is so good right now, though. Okay, all here's right. The list. Number 1. How now, Lau Plow? this one is for sure going on because we already voted on it. Plow Boasley.
Yes, it got great reaction. 700 people likes this one because that's what we just did at Good Morning Cedar Rapids.
Named after Mayor Nick Awasley. I think it's a great name.
Okay.
Hot to Snow.
Just because it's not Marion, I could see that in the column of Stay or Go. Hot to Go is such a hot song.
Yes, and it has a song that goes with it. I think that's great. This one needs a little bit of finessing. Either Travis Snowsey or Travis Icy. We're going to have to circle back to this and work on this.
Agreed.
It's got to be one or the other.
Well, I don't know. Is he having a year or not anymore, right?
He just did this past weekend. He just tied the record for...
He had a great weekend.
Yeah.
But is he still... Is he on the lips of America? You know what I'm saying? Like, last year, the dating made him more popular.
Yeah, but he's...
You can't deny he's a great NFL player.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Is that what he wants to be known as?
That was the answer on Jeopardy.
Or do you think he wants to be known as the name of a snowplow in Marion?
Travis Kelce just tied the franchise record for most touchdown receptions. Not moving the needle for you? Okay.
I think it's to be discussed. It's a maybe.
Definitely a maybe.
Yes.
Let's stick in the Marion category. Okay. Eat, drink, and be plowed.
Heck yeah, eat, drink, and be
Danson
plowed.
Eric Hansen.
That's my name.
That's on a maybe list for me.
What?
I know, I'm a big maybe on that.
That's
one.
That's on a yes list for me.
Lions, foxes, and wolves. Snow my.
That's got to be on a yes list.
Ron Plowingston. I just think if we get Ron Livingston in on this,
yes,
and he gets behind
somebody's got his
phone
number.
Maybe he comes back home and he rides on the plow. I don't know. Let's dream big on that one.
We'll just take a social media share.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
The Uptown Snowdown.
Listener submitted and I love it.
I think it's cool. This is also a pop culture one. Dead Plow and Snowverine.
They're on Disney Plus tomorrow.
So cool.
It's going to have a renaissance.
So cool.
So cool.
This is just pop culture. Domingo.
Is Domingo still funny?
Does it have legs? We can discuss.
Okay.
This is history. Cleopatra.
I just love the play on words there.
That's so funny.
All right. That's 11. How many do you have left?
18.
Another seven?
Another seven.
Okay.
Sweepy Dandekar. Now, this is also history, but it's Marion history.
Sweepy Dandekar?
Sweepy Dandekar based on Swati Dandekar.
Yes.
House of Representatives.
I love it. Yeah, but Sweepy Dandekar is beautiful wordplay.
Very funny.
Sweepy Dandekar.
It's very funny. Okay, number 13, the Scrambillion Express.
Woo!
It's kind of like going to Hogwarts.
A little bit. All aboard the Scrambillion Express.
Here are a couple of Eric and Claire specifics.
Okay.
The Hansoni Zamboni.
That's fun.
That's fun.
I like that.
Claren the Way.
That's also fun.
Fun. Kevin.
This was listener submitted as well, right?
Yes.
Is this in honor of our radio station engineer, Kevin, and then the ghost that lives in your basement?
And the ghost that lives in my basement. I think it's a great suggestion. I love it.
Okay.
Fun. Roundabout clearer out. Which, if you get that on the snowplow that clears out the street that has all the roundabouts.
If it just does 7th.
7th Avenue.
Yeah. There's at least 4 I can think of right now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's a good one.
And then what's the last one?
The Marioni Zamboni.
It's a me. It's Marioni Zamboni.
That's fun too.
Okay. So now you and I need to pitch each other what's coming off the list.
Yeah. We got to start taking things off. We can't add any more on, people. We got to start taking things back.
Going to get this thing down to 12 and we're going to do that next on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Now I know what the Grammy Selection Committee feels like.
Yeah, exactly. It's so hard to look at all of these great pieces of art and then have to cut.
You can't have too many and you can't have too few because you want the people to decide.
Right.
But I will say that you and I have come to a head on a couple of these that we either I don't want it, you don't want it. So we'll see where we get our list from. 18 down to 12 Marion Snowplow names.
And then we'll let you vote. Starting tomorrow, you will get a say in what the snowplows of Marion should be. There can only be 8.
All right, top to bottom. Here we go.
Okay. What's your list?
Just want list, I think,
comes off.
What
are you taking off? What are you taking off?
I think Hot to Snow can come off.
No! I will fight for that one.
Okay.
It's got a song.
I think Travis Snowsea, Travis Icy can come off.
Both?
Yeah. I think Domingo can come off.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. Let's take it.
So that's the one we agree on?
We agree.
Domingo?
Domingo, yeah.
As much as I like it, Cleopatra is kind of generic. It's lovely play on words, but it's not in a moment now, and it doesn't have anything to do with Marion.
It doesn't have a time of place.
It's a great name.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that one. It's funny, but it doesn't have a time of place or Marion specific.
If we're putting the Morning Scramble on the list, either we keep you and me, and we take off Scrambillion Express, or lose both of us and keep Scrambillion Express. See what I'm saying? I don't think they should have to split the vote between you, me, or us.
I agree, and I think Hansoni, Zamboni, and Claire in the Way are funnier than Scrambillion Express.
Okay, so Scrambillion Express is off?
It's off.
I think Kevin, I could go either way on. I like that with all of these elaborate names, having one just named Kevin is funny.
That to me is like the Carl last year.
Yes.
But the Carl did not make it.
It did not make it, and I think wouldn't have gotten a lot of votes. I think to save voting, we can take Kevin off. Are you okay with that?
Don't tell the ghost in my basement, but okay. Yes, okay? Okay. I'm going to get haunted so hard.
So I got it. I think we're down to 14. If Hot to Snow.
Can I tell you one that I want off?
Yeah, sure.
Eat, Drink, and Be Plowed.
Eat, Drink, and Be Plowed is going to go down in history as the best snow plow name ever.
I think that it is inappropriate.
You're making it inappropriate.
You're making it inappropriate.
No, I just said words. You're adding context.
You're inappropriate. I don't know, man.
Because Uptown Snowdown is on there, you could take off Eat, Drink, and Be Plowed.
Okay. Wow, that was easy.
Which means I'm conceding Travis Snowsea or Travis Icy. I don't think he's as hot as people think he. Just he's lost his
Let's
luster.
Let's take it off. Let's just take it off. There. Then we've done it.
Where are we at then?
12.
Get out of here. We are.
12. We've got the 12.
Okay. Final list.
How Now, Loud Plow, Plabuwasley,
yes.
Hot to Snow,
yes.
Lions, Foxes, and Wolves, Snow Mud.
Yes.
Ron Plowvingston.
Yes.
The Uptown Snowdown.
Yes.
Dead Plow and Snow Vereen.
Yes.
Sweepy Tandacar.
Yes.
The Hansoni Zamboni.
Yes.
Claire in the Way.
Yeah.
Roundabout Clearer Out.
Yes.
And the Marioni Zamboni.
All right. That's our final 12.
Woo!
We did it.
Way to go, everybody.
You will vote on your top 7, technically, because one's already been taken.
Well, yeah. That's...
We'll set that up for you on the website tomorrow at KZIA.com. We're so close to getting these names
so
to Marion
close.
For the Marion Snowplow.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.